Stein will now open this immersion service with prayer.
Brother David?
Our dear and gracious Heavenly Father, dear Father, how much we love you and how wonderful it is on this occasion that we can come together as a small group of your people to celebrate the choice that four dear ones have made in response to your call. Dear Father, as we reflect upon this choice of consecration, their love of you and their love of Jesus has moved them to give their all, their time, their talents, their energy, all of the resources of their life to be consecrated to you. Father, we're moved with emotion at the love that these are showing you and at their desire to serve. Father, we humbly ask that you would bless this occasion. Let us rejoice together as these ones begin the walk in the narrow way. In this immersion service, in obedience to the words of Jesus, that we manifest this symbol as a testimony to all of the choice that they have made. We rejoice in it, dear Father. And we pray that each of us here would see clearly the responsibility that we have to assist these new ones and indeed assist one another in walking the narrow way. For we know that without the help of our fellow members in the body of Christ and the moving of your Holy Spirit on us, that we could not hope to achieve what you want for us. But we're thankful that you've given us these helps, dear Father, and we pray that we would be awake to use them wisely. Please bless this occasion. Bless all the thoughts and prayers that are taking place in the hearts of all here now. We leave this in your care and keeping, in the name of our dear Redeemer, Jesus.
We'd like to ask our brother Alan Springer to ask a blessing on Sister Christina's walk in the narrow way.
Most gracious, loving Father in heaven, we do rejoice in the privilege we have had of watching our sister Christina and her journey towards consecration, and now participate as witnesses to see her outward manifestation of that inward heart consecration that she has made. We ask your blessing to be upon her in this new walk. We ask that you would bless us to be enough and blessing to her, and we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Christina, in the name of our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the authority of the Holy Spirit, we baptize thee in symbol into Christ.
Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, how merciful and how great thou art. We thank you, dear Father, for your continuing guidance and patience with each of those that you draw closer to you day by day. We thank you for the door continuing to be opened to those who desire to worship you in spirit and in truth, and to present their lives a living sacrifice, still have that opportunity. And we thank you for your drawing and for your leading, Sister Janet, lo, these many days and many years until to bring her to this point. And we pray, dear Father, your strength upon her and upon those who will be able to assist her, and upon her as she endeavors to assist others in the narrow way of sacrifice. So we pray now, dear Father, your Holy Spirit upon her, upon this service, upon each one here. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Sister Janet, in the name of our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the authority of the Holy Spirit, we baptize thee in symbol of Christ.
And not my soul.
Holy Father, we come into thy hallowed presence at this time to thank thee for the privilege that we have of witnessing this consecration unto death, the joy that we have of knowing this dear one. And Father, we come to thee especially to ask that thy power and thy influence be upon her as she walks and endeavors to serve thee in spirit and in truth, to fulfill the covenant that she makes as is symbolized this day, to be faithful even unto death. We pray, Father, that thou would grant her thy power to understand thy word, that she might know thee and love thee dearly, and that in doing so, that she will want to be ever so much a part of all that thou hast planned for the world of mankind. Be with her and strengthen her, and be with all those dear ones that are at heart with her this day. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Sister Kay, in the name of our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus, by the authority of the Holy Spirit, we baptize thee in symbol into Christ.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we once again approach thy throne this morning in thanking thee for this day of life. As we watch our dear brother Percy symbolize his consecration by water immersion. And at this time, Father, we ask that your spirit be upon him, that he may continue to serve thee
to grow in grace and love, that he may continue on that narrow way, and that in all his days he continue to look to you as a source of strength and comfort, and to rely on your dear fellow servants as they also encourage him in his walk. So, Father, may you again have your spirit upon our dear brother Percy, strengthening him as he grows and continues to grow in grace, in knowledge, in love. And these things, Father, we ask and pray for through the one who made it all possible, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Brother Percy, in the name of our Father and our Lord Jesus, his Son, by the authority of the Holy Spirit, we baptize thee and symbol into Christ.
Will be served. Brother Bob Gray will now lead us in a closing prayer on this service, asking the Lord's blessing on our four newly consecrated brethren. Brother Bob.
Eternal Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, we continue in your presence with the desire in our hearts to fulfill our responsibilities to be to our brethren brethren indeed, to provide what we might of the words of truth we have learned through your power of your Spirit, and at this last time of the age, the harvest message. We pray that we might share these truths freely. We pray that we might give of ourselves. We pray that we might follow the admonitions of John, that we might lay down our lives for our brethren. Father, we ask your blessing upon each heart here bowed before thee. We pray for each one who is seeking to guide and help and nurture others. May they be strengthened in their zeal, especially during this time of harvest. We ask you, Father, for your blessing now upon our minds and hearts as we think through these next days, approaching memorial, of what a joy it is, a privilege it is, to be part of the sin offering and to have the privilege of eating of the bread and drinking of the cup. Help us with all our mind's strength have greater zeal to drink to the fill this experience of our life. Father, we do pray and ask your blessing upon the brethren of this ecclesia who have nurtured these sisters and the ecclesias and the brethren across this world who are doing likewise, seeking to complete the body of Christ and seeking for the time when the healing of the nations will come. Father, we do pray for these things. In the name of Jesus, remembering especially how much we depend upon him for the forgiveness of sin. Amen.